And it's a joy and a pleasure for me to introduce Sister Peter Marie and Sister Mary Michael from the Nashville Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia to talk about our parish mission.
Thank you so much, Father. Good morning to you all. We're hopping back between both of the parishes, so we are just delighted to be with you. I want to spend just a second telling you who we are, and then also to share with you a little bit about the mission this week, which we hope to see so many of you at. My name is Sister Peter Marie, and this is Sister Mary Michael, and we are Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, sometimes nicknamed the Nashville Dominicans because our mother house is in Nashville, Tennessee. So that's where Sister and I just came up from Nashville up to see you all in Wisconsin. And like I said, it's just a great joy for us to be with you to offer the parish mission. As Dominicans, we walk in the footsteps of St. Dominic. And St. Dominic, who lived 800 years ago, received this charism to preach the truth for the salvation of souls. And so for our sisters, we walk in those footsteps, and the way we carry out that charism is by teaching in Catholic schools. So we have Catholic schools all over the country, also in some other countries as well. So teaching, catechizing, bringing the truth to those that we serve. So it's a beautiful apostle, a beautiful charism to be a part of. And it's a delight for us to share that charism with you over the next couple of days. And Sister Mary Michael will tell you a little bit more about how we'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you. And yes, it's true. There's a lot of children here, so we want to make sure that parents, that you help them to know that Sister and I have not been teaching for 800 years, that it's been Dominicans who have been teaching for 800 years. Otherwise, you know, they only hear bits and pieces of the homily anyway, but make sure you do that. So anyway, it is a great joy to be with you. And we do hope that you come take time for the mission. A parish mission is always a profound experience for a parish community, for this church, this people of God. It's a chance to step away and to just let the Lord deeply into your heart and into your mind, into your family, into your whole prayer journey. And this particular mission, this particular one that you're having, will be extraordinary, guaranteed. You'll never have another one like it, I promise you, for lots of reasons. But most of all, because this mission falls within the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. So Father has asked us to do a presentation on mercy in this particular year of mercy, and the Holy Father has invited all of us, all Catholics and Christians, this year to particularly step away and reflect on mercy. What is mercy? Why do we have mercy? And how do we give that to others? So Pope Francis has written all of us a little letter, a little meditation on mercy, entitled Misericordiae Vultus, which is Latin for the Father's Face of Mercy. And it's very beautiful. And if you come, we'll give you a free one, okay? So it's a beautiful reflection on mercy. But in this, he actually is putting the call to us, to every one of us, and you especially for this mission. And he says this: we need constantly to contemplate the mystery of mercy, to contemplate the mystery of mercy, to think about it, to pray about it, to reflect on it, because it is a wellspring of joy, serenity, and peace. And then he goes on further. Our salvation depends on it. Our salvation depends on mercy. So in this Jubilee year, he's asking all of us to step back, to carve out that time in our lives, in our families, and just bring the kids with you, and to come and reflect on what does that really mean in my life, this act of mercy? What does this mean in my life, this gift of mercy that you just received in the Eucharist? Why does it matter for me, for my community, for my family, for my church, for the world. So please come. I promise you that the Lord wants to touch you very particularly and very deeply this mission with his gift of mercy. So please come. Bring the babies, bring the teenagers. Just come. We'll have adoration and confession. And this year of mercy, it will be a profound gift that you let the Lord give to you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right.